I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcasting on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking that the need for power and control for Republicans has now completely eclipsed any other measure, including what is best for the country. Of course, we all remember the 2016 presidential campaign where the orange menace of Palm Beach violated norms of decency and truth daily, starting with his post-escalator ride speech announcing his candidacy and falsely characterizing Mexican immigrants as smugglers and rapists, to calling John McCain a loser for being captured by the North Vietnamese, to finally the Access Hollywood tape, where he admitted to being a serial molester. Because they let you, you know, if you're a celebrity, were accepted by most Republicans. And after all that, he won. Two impeachments and a failed insurrection attempt later, his legacy of minimizing any semblance of truth or integrity lives on. This week, in spite of contradicting many of his own claims by his actions, Georgia senatorial candidate Herschel Walker was enthusiastically lauded by some of his party's top guns. Florida Senator Rick Scott, who chairs the Republican Senate campaign arm, and Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, a potential 2024 presidential candidate, used a stop on the edge of Metro Atlanta to concentrate on defeating Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and rebuking President Joe Biden's leadership in the upcoming midterm elections. The senators did not directly address questions about whether they talked privately with Walker about reports that he paid for and encouraged an abortion in 2009 for a woman with whom he later fathered a child. I think it ought to be about the issues. Everybody should vote for what's good for them, Scott said, though he still managed several swipes at Warnock's personal life. On stage, Scott and Cotton went further, painting a dystopian portrait of America under Biden and Democratic Senate majority, men destroying women's sports, and the FBI intimidating parents when they speak up at school board meetings, and fentanyl pouring into our country and killing our children. Walker, for his part, stuck to his usual speech and did not join Scott and Cotton when they took questions from reporters. He continues to deny that he ever paid for an abortion. When Scott was pressed on whether he had asked Walker directly about the allegations, the senator avoided the question by noting the candidate's denials. But Walker has said that he would vote for a nationwide ban on abortion rights should he be elected. Of course he will. And he will vote for anything those who joined him on the podium tell him to vote for. And that is why they were there. And considering the many other bizarre observations made by Walker, including but not limited to, we don't need any more trees and our good air is being infected by China's bad air, he's just the kind of know-nothing voter they like, both in the chamber and at the polls.